Hello? Hello?
Hi, Melissa.
Yes.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Depo-Provera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see
Yes.
if you can participate?
Well, yes, I was trying to call y'all to let y'all know that I've already spoke with someone.
Was it our transfer partner, or did you sign something electronically with
I haven't signed anything yet. I went online and filled out
the
the
questionnaire?
paperwork. Well, I guess filled out my name and address and my email and spoke with the attorney guy, I guess.
Okay, but you didn't sign anything electronically or physically, right? And you'd be able to attest to that?
No, I haven't signed anything. I just put in my name and address. I mean, my name and
Email address.
yes.
Yeah, and I believe I have that information. mdhall73@yahoo.com as your email.
Correct.
Sure. Well, I'll be able to help out as long as the criteria is met here. I'll be able to send you over an e-signature. So my job as an intake specialist is just to verify some information on a recorded line here. Would you be
Okay.
filing on behalf of yourself or for a family member?
Myself, for myself.
Okay. And what's and I believe you're in the state of Alabama.
In Tennessee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tennessee. Okay. And so you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Tennessee then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what was your injury after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
I didn't understand the question.
So what were you diagnosed with?
Well, I started taking it in 1990, and I took it from 1990 to 2000. And I was treated for meningioma. I never can say that. I've never
Right.
been able to. But in 2021.
Very sorry to learn that. And
But
where was the meningioma located?
in the front location, front, I can't even remember what the front section of my brain is.
It's in the brain then, right?
Yes.
Very sorry to hear that.
Because I've been suffering with migraines
Oh, wow.
and like cluster headaches, double vision, hearing loss, memory loss, and ringing in my ears,
Oh.
which sounds like cicadas.
No, that's horrible. I'm sorry to hear all that.
Yeah.
Now I know you said you took the depot from 1990
To 2000.
until 2000, so you would have
Yes.
taken it
For 10
after,
years.
right,
Yeah.
sometime after 1992 as well. So let me put that in here. Give me one second. Let me put from 1990 to 2000. And did you receive a pill or a shot?
I got the shot.
Okay. And then just to confirm here, this was the brand name Depo-Provera, not the generic that you took for
Yeah,
almost a
it was
decade.
not generic. It was Depo-Provera.
Perfect. And then obviously you would have taken it at least four times before you were diagnosed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, what date would you say you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
It's about July, around July.
Of
Was in
the
about springtime, 2021.
2021, okay.
Yeah.
And then are you the only one that took depo that ended up getting meningioma, or do you have any friends or family or coworkers or anyone?
I don't really have, I'm not going to say I'm not a very friendly person.
Oh.
I don't, I don't get out, and I have a very large family, so my majority of my friends are my family members.
Okay.
Because we're all close in age.
Right.
So the people I hang out with are my family. So my friends are my family. So I don't have a lot of friends outside of family.
Right, but no one got mesangioma like you did.
No, that I know of. No.
Oh, good.
Mm-mm.
Okay, and then let me go to this next section here. Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
I female.
And then I have your name M-E-L-I-S-S-A, and then last name H-A-L-L.
Correct.
Okay, and then we already confirmed your email, mdhall73@yahoo.com. And then your
Correct.
Cell phone, 256-541-7202. And then you said you're in Tennessee. What is your current mailing address? Is that on Stevenson Road or?
Yes, Stevenson Road, 171 Stevenson Road,
okay.
Ardmore, Tennessee, 38449.
Put that in. Ardmore, 38449 in Gillis County?
Giles County.
Giles, I'm sorry. Mispronounced that.
That's okay.
Now, when you were getting the depot administered, was it a doctor, a medical staff, or yourself that was doing the shot?
It was nurses.
Okay. And then I know it's four shots a year usually, and then you took it for about 10 years. So somewhere in the ballpark of about 40 shots you got altogether, would you say? Somewhere around there?
Yeah.
If I did the math right?
Shots every 3 months.
And then what was do you recall the name of the doctor that prescribed the shot?
I don't know. Well, I got it through Planned Parenthood, so... it was just a facility, so I didn't really have
a
doctor per se. It was a Planned Parenthood clinic. So I don't really
remember
the doctor. It was in Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah. I think there was several doctors in that group that kind of, because nurse practitioners are the ones that kind of handled that clinic, I believe. As a teenager, I didn't really pay attention.
No, that's perfectly okay. I mean, some people don't even remember what they had for breakfast yesterday, let alone what happened.
I'm one of them people.
Exactly.
I have memory loss, honey. I don't remember. I don't remember what I had this morning, to be honest. I mean, I'm serious. My memory loss is really, gets that bad.
I believe you. And then if you recall from way back when, this would have been the one on Rands Avenue, is the only one I see there in Huntsville. Does that sound about right?
There was 303 Williams Avenue. Southwest was the Planned Parenthood that I went to.
They might have moved offices from way back then because I only see...
They may have. They may have even closed that one.
Yeah. Give me the address again, you said. What was it?
303 Williams Avenue. Southwest,
yeah, I see it here. I'm going to put that one there. I'm going to put the address just because that's what you recall, but I believe they closed that one down. It is a different kind of, looks like that's a hearing center now.
Yeah, they probably closed that one down because that one was around for a long time.
Let me put this in the medical notes section. Bear with me. I'm not the fastest typer, so I'm just going to put.
I'm not the fastest writer either. So. I'm trying to jot my notes or things like that when I'm trying to remember when I'm writing my doctor's appointments and all that mess down.
Mm-hmm.
I have a notebook. I have to write all my doctor's appointments down on so I can remember them.
No, that's good. That at least you have that to reference to.
If I don't, I forget. And
right.
I have to check back every day to see if I've got a doctor's appointment or not.
I do that on my phone. I leave notes there, and then I check them throughout the day just so I don't forget.
If I put them in my phone, I forget how to get into them. That's bad. And I'm not 51 years old. I mean, I'm old, but I'm not that old. Of course, to hear my kids talk, I'm ancient.
Melissa, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I had pressed mute because I sneezed. I was talking to myself, apparently. I'm sorry about that. I had asked if you recall what hospital diagnosed you in 2021?
Southern Tennessee Regional.
Regional Hospital. Okay. There it is. The one in Lawrenceburg?
No, in... Pulaski.
Pulaski. Okay, on College Street?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and write that one down then. Now, do you recall how they diagnosed you? Was it a CT scan? Was it an MRI? Was it both? Something else?
She's done both, so.
Okay. And when you say she, what is that doctor's name?
Heather Mills.
Okay, let me see. Heather Mills, M-I-L-L-S?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in here. And then...
I can't remember if it was her or Dr. McNulty. She works under a Dr. McNulty. They're in the same office, and I see both of them. Well, I see her more now than I do him, but I started with him. He's my neurologist also, so I see two.
Spell out McNulty, please.
Norman McNulty, M-C. N-U-L-T-Y.
Okay, there
McNulty.
Yeah, I think that's the one because he's your neurosurgeon, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, I see both of them. So I can't remember.
Which of them diagnosed?
I can't remember which one did what exactly. I mean, I know she's the one that's medicated me.
Okay, so she's the one that treats you. He's the one that diagnosed you, it looks like.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
He's the one that originally started everything.
Okay.
And she's the one that's doing finishing up and follow-ups. And
perfect.
Does that
so
make
let me, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Let me put that in here.
He's kind of switched me over to her.
Did you ever receive radiation treatments prior to meningioma or no?
No, I just did chemo pills and medication.
Okay. And then you never had a prior cancer diagnosis before starting Depo,
no.
Correct? Okay.
No.
And, all right, so let me put Heather Mills in this section. And that's also at Pulaski, so let me put that in. Here, and then we'll go to the next section. And then do you have a family history of meningioma or no?
No.
And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Was there any surgery or anything like that, or not really?
Wasn't.
No,
No.
okay, perfect. Let me go to this next section. And then do you have access to a MyChart login where you'd be able to see medical records electronically? Or
I haven't. I have a problem trying to log in on
login.
stuff
Okay.
like that.
But
Yeah, I'm
you do have like hard copies of the when you go to the doctor's visits and stuff, they give you medical records, right?
I don't have a hard copy, no.
No. Okay. Is that something that
They
they would be
usually
able to?
keep all that between the doctors.
Sure. So then you have medical records that would be able to get electronically through the doctors or the facility. Right?
Someone could, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then we're just about done here. This next section just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really.
Okay. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to request copies of those records for us. Let me just have this load one quick second, and then we'll
Okay.
start off with your date of birth.
January 20, 1973.
Get out of here. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's Monday. At the inauguration.
Well, yeah, and it's a holiday for what is it, Martin Luther King Day, so no one works
Yeah,
that day.
exactly.
1973, that would make you 52.
Yep.
Oh. Well, happy early birthday. We're closed that day, but happy
Thank
early birthday. So I have the date of birth and then just the social.
It's 416-21-9200.
Okay, and then here comes the hardest part. I'm going to text you and email you an automated DocuSign for a quick e-signature. Depending on
Yes.
how tech savvy you are, that could literally take 1 minute, or it could take, 5, 7, 10 minutes. But I'm going to do my best to help you out. I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap. But it does show that just got to you. So if I'm not on speakerphone, please put me on speakerphone, and then, kind of confirm that you got that. If you didn't get it, I'll try to resend it.
Okay, that DocuSign here on my text. Do you need me to do both or just
No,
one?
just one is fine. So you'll just open up the text and click the link that goes with it.
Okay, let's see. Continue review. Continue. Please sign. Okay. Where am I signing at? It says please sign, but
So,
what part am I signing? I'm trying to sign, not
if you
letting me
scroll
sign.
down, does it let you check off a little box that says you agree to electronic
Electronic
disclosures and sign? Yep.
signatures, yeah. I
So hit
checked
con
it.
then hit continue after you check off that box, and then there should be something that pops up that says start in yellow at the top.
Okay. Mash start.
Yep, and once you press start, the first
Okay.
signature will come when you see a downward facing yellow arrow. When you tap that arrow, it'll bring up a white box. You'll use your finger, not your finger now, to draw your name and then adopt that signature. It does also let you select a pre-typed version if that's easier for you.
Well, it's not the best signature in the world, but it's on there.
Okay.
Okay. Now I've signed it. Now what?
After you adopt that signature, it'll place it where that arrow was, and then it should automatically take you to where the next signature goes. If it doesn't, then there should be a yellow next button at the top. So essentially, you'll just tap every yellow arrow that you see until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. If you tap the finish button and nothing happens, then that means we might have missed a signature somewhere. And then we'll try to look for it. But let's just keep tapping. So you'll kind of tap, 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 and then hit finish.
Okay. It only showed me one.
Does it show a finish button?
Yeah, and I mashed finish, and it went to, you may download or print using the icons above.
Okay, then
Continue.
perfect. So you're actually all set then. So what happens next is in about a week or so, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves. They're also going to double check what we sent over to them, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So their call will be shorter than ours, kind of just recapping what we discussed, your name, address, all that stuff. Again, just to make sure there's no clerical error or anything like that. So
Yeah.
that'll be a shorter but more important call because they want to reconfirm everything with you before you're in their system fully. But other than that, you are set for now. And then obviously, again, your birthday coming up. So, happy early birthday. Have a nice, relaxing day. I know it gets a little cold in Tennessee this time of year, so keep warm and you'll get a call from that firm in about a week or so, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Melissa. You're all set. Have a good
Well,
evening.
thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.